Voters in five northeastern U.S. states are casting ballots in primary elections that are expected to extend the leads of the front-runners to be candidates for the presidency. The latest opinion polls put the Republican Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for the Democrats ahead in all five contests. Nick Bryant is on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania.
It's unusual for the primary contest to go this far. By the time voters in these northeastern states get to cast their ballots, the race is normally over. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's big victory last week in New York not only ended a string of defeats, but also opened up an unassailable lead. This round of contests should make her the presumptive nominee.
Gary O'Donoghue is in Indiana, where Mr. Trump's main Republican rival Ted Cruz is campaigning.
Tonight he's going to do pretty badly in those five primaries in the Northeast. He's only second in one of them in Pennsylvania, and even there he's 20 points adrift of Donald Trump. So he's not going to have a good night in the Northeast. However, in Indiana next week, he could get a decent delegate haul if he can overtake Donald Trump. Bear in mind that Ted Cruz is some 300 delegates adrift of Donald Trump at the moment.
United Nations aid officials say that the humanitarian situation in the Syrian town of Daraya is extremely dire. The town's been besieged by government forces for more than 3 years. The UN says the Syrian authorities have not responded to countless requests for permission to deliver relief supplies. Imogen Folks reports.
The Syrian town of Daraya, in which at least 4,000 people are besieged by Syrian government forces, last received a delivery of aid in November 2012. This month, the UN finally managed to make an assessment of needs and found horrifying conditions, severe lack of food and medicine, a near complete destruction of the water supply. But the UN says Syria's shaky cessation of hostilities has allowed significant aid to 12 of 18 other besieged areas.
France's finance minister has offered assistance to one of three men who have gone on trial in Luxembourg over the so-called LuxLeaks scandal. Michel Sapin said Antoine Deltour, accused of passing information to a journalist, was defending the public interest. Here's Chris Morris.
The LuxLeaks scandal involved the theft of thousands of confidential files. They revealed tax arrangements between Luxembourg and multinational companies that allowed those companies to avoid huge amounts of tax. Now, two former employees of the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers and a French journalist are facing charges ranging from violating secrecy laws to theft and IT fraud. They could face years in jail if convicted.
BBC News. The King of Spain has said that none of the country's political parties have enough parliamentary support to form a government. King Felipe made the announcement after 2 days of talks with party leaders in an attempt to forge an agreement. The announcement means fresh elections in June, 6 months after a poll which produced the most fragmented result in decades, leading to a long political stalemate. The authorities in the Cape Verde Islands say 8 soldiers and 3 civilians have been shot dead at a hilltop communications hub. 2 of the dead were Spanish technicians working on repairs. The Interior Minister said a search is underway for a missing soldier suspected of having carried out the shootings. Clashes have broken out in the Greek island of Lesbos between police and stone-throwing migrants. The unrest came during a visit by the Greek Migration Minister and a Dutch minister just hours after 2 ferries sailed, carrying some of the migrants back to Turkey. The U.S. technology giant Apple has seen its first fall in quarterly revenue since 2003. It dropped by 13% compared to the same period a year ago. There's been a sharp dip in sales of Apple's signature product, the iPhone. The sister of the pop star Prince has said the musician left no known will. Tyga Nelson's gone to court asking for an executor to be appointed to his estate. Peter Bowes reports.
Tyga Nelson is Prince's only surviving full sibling. Nelson says she believes her brother did not have a will, and she's asked the court in Minnesota to appoint a corporate trust company to oversee his business interests. Prince died last week at his Paisley Park studio complex in Minneapolis. The singer owned a dozen properties in the area, which public records show to be worth about $27 million. The future licensing of Prince's personal brand, as well as sales of his music, will be hugely profitable.
BBC News.